Dealers 3G Internet is now available with wireless access throughout your home or business. You can link multiple computers on the Internet all at the same time.
So give your home or business high-speed Internet with Thumb Cellular. Call one of our sales executives. We can come to your home or business, answer any questions, and we'll install and set up your Internet service and wireless router.
If you're in San Lake County, call me, Tracy Schutte, at 810-414-5200.
If you live in Tuscola County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
And if you're in Huron County, call me, Brenda Hearn, at 989-551-3908.
Sorensen,
terms of service apply.
Back to throw, looking for Ginther. Pass incomplete. First play of the fourth quarter. And a fourth down coming up here for the Pirates, who trail 38-6. Our Cruise 102 FM game of the night. Rick Laza, Jason Partico with you from Harbor Beach High School.
Ginther, he got open on that play to the outside there. The ball just sailed away. And
yep.
It's when you're throwing with the wind at your back there, you got to put a lot of touch on the pass there.
By the time he was able to turn around and look, it was just going over his head. So pass falls incomplete, fourth and two. And the Pirates in punt formation. The ball is loose as Ginther looking to...
I think they're going to call an incomplete pass.
Okay,
there.
All right. I thought he had fumbled it, but it is going to go over on downs. So nonetheless, Bearcats going to have it in good field position here. First and 10 deep in Pirate territory.
Yeah, and I'll believe 5 for 5 on scoring drives here tonight. They start out with a short field. 31-yard line of Harbor Beach here, so looking to go 6 for 6 and put up 6.
Boy, we haven't seen anything like that since week number 1 when the Pirates did it to the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Yes, they were very efficient that first week against Bad Axe.
Yeah, I believe 8 out of 9 or 7 out of 8, something like that. We haven't seen anything like that since then and until tonight. Penalty marker on the play here is the Brian Nash, the ball carrier, going around the left side of the line. Let's see what the flag is.
Looks like we got a little bit of holding in the interior line of Ubley.
That'll stop the clock here with 11:42 to play in the fourth quarter. 38-6 is the score. And you are right, Jason, holding against the Bearcats, so that'll back it up 10. From the spot of the foul, so it's going to be close to first and about 18. Yeah, first down and 19.
Yeah, I can't agree with the clock operator here. He got a 20 spot up there. We'll go with 19.
Ball sitting on the Pirate 40-yard line as Austin Drake, the quarterback, comes up under center, waiting for the official in the backfield there to. Raises hand signifying 10 seconds left on the count. He'll hand it off. And going straight up the middle with it. Jimmy Shaw, the ball carrier. Just under 11 minutes left to go in the football game. Second down coming up. Nice gain on that play. Second down and about 11.
Yeah, you don't have to get it all on first and 20 there, but anytime you can pick up 8 yards of carry, you're doing something right.
Full house formation again behind Austin Drake. 10:40 to play here in the football game. 38-6. All Bearcats in this one. Handoff goes up the middle. And that looked like Cleary, the ball carrier. Or that might have been Jimmy Shaw. I think that was Jimmy Shaw, the ball carry, number 12. Third down, a pickup of a couple on the play. Third down and 9. The wind continues to rustle through the press box here. Third and 9 coming up. Drake going to hand it off and going over the left side of the line with it. Looked like that might have been Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier. Gain of a couple more. Fourth down coming up for the Bearcats on the Pirate 26-yard line.
We need the guys to be like the Madden video game. They need to glow red or green when they got the ball. It's a lot easier to catch the numbers that way.
.920 to play here in the fourth quarter. The handoff goes straight up the middle. Looks like Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier, has enough for the first down as he's taken down near the 15-yard line. So the Bearcats with a first down here with right around 9 minutes to play here in the football game.
Well, Tyler Peruski still running like his hair's on fire out there tonight. Just a great effort by him tonight. A couple of touchdown runs already for him.
First and 10 from the Pirate 15-yard line. Coming up on 9 minutes left to go in the football game. 38-6. The Bearcats stormed out to a 30-0 lead and have never been threatened in the ball game here. The handoff going straight up the middle with it. Jimmy Shaw, the ball carrier. And Shaw taken down inside the 10 near the 7. Second down coming up for Ubley. .835 to play in the ball game. A second and 3 coming up here for Ubley. Full house formation behind Austin Drake. He'll call out the play, take the snap, and hand it off. Going straight up the middle. Looks like Jimmy Shaw again, the ball carrier. Penalty marker down on the play.
Looks like this one's going to come back. I think they're going to get Ubley for a hold here.
Well, we'll see if you're right. The official comes to make the signal, and it is holding against the Bearcats.
I'm rarely wrong when it comes to this anyway.
Okay. You say so. 10 yards from the spot. Go ahead.
I like to call the weekends practice. You know, I go home and I watch football from noon Saturday till 11 o'clock on Sunday night. So I get lots of practice watching the officials do their thing.
So 10 yards on the holding penalty, second down and 13 coming up now for the Bearcats. Just under 8 minutes left to go in the ball game. From the Pirate 18-yard line, Drake will take the snap and hand it off. And it's Cleary, the ball carrier, and Cleary hit hard near the line of scrimmage. Very little or no gain on the play. That'll bring up third down.
Well, it's hard to believe week five almost in the books here. Ubley on their way to 5-0. The big winning streak in the regular season continues, and next week's game against Bad Axe for a playoff berth, and the way the hatches have been going this season, I don't want to say it's a sure thing, but it sure looks that way. Ubley seems to be hitting on all cylinders at the right time.
Setting up that big showdown with the Deckerville Eagles coming up in week 8, but they'll have to get through Bad Axe and the Brown City Green Devils in the next couple weeks. The win tonight will clinch a share of the Greater Thumb East title for the Bearcats. Gain of a couple on that last play. Fourth and 10 coming up here for the Bearcats. Just under 7 minutes left to go. Actually, 6:40 left to go in the ballgame.
I wonder if the Bearcats dare pass into the wind here on fourth and 10. If anything, just to see what it looks like. We haven't seen a pass go into the wind here this evening.
I don't think you're going to see that. But
really no need for it at this point.
Handoff. Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier, and Peruski taken down inside the 10 near the 8-yard line, so the ball will go over on downs. Back to the Pirates with 6:19 left to go in the ball game. So the touchdown streak ends at 5 possessions.
Well, I think Coach Sweeney, Coach Becker, and the rest of the Ubley staff, they're pretty satisfied with the effort here tonight. Ubley just pretty dominant from the get-go here. Heber Beach with that score on their first drive of the second half, but after that, nothing from them, basically, offensively. They went out on downs their last possession here. So just a chance here for Harbor Beach to make it look a little more respectable, down 38-6.
6:19 left to go in the football game. Sorensen just going to tuck it in and run it himself. Out over the 15, close to the 19-yard line before he's brought down.